From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French police have used tear gas on protesters as the officers evacuated migrants from a Paris school where they have been sheltered for the past few weeks. At least 150 migrants had occupied the facility located in the northeastern sector of Paris while it was empty for renovation. Police arrived on Wednesday to remove them. Those inside the building barricaded the doors as protesters sought to block entry from outside. Meanwhile, European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that have entered Europe seeking asylum. A European Commission plan was made public Wednesday as ministers consider the new proposal, which must be approved by member countries and EU lawmakers before it can be made to take effect. The United States and its allies are expecting more offensives like the one Islamic State fighters pulled off on Tuesday in northern Iraq, briefly breaking Kurdish Peshmerga lines and resulting in the death of a United States Navy SEAL. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke about the human cost attached to these conflicts.
This fight is far from over, and there are great risks. We were reminded of this yesterday when an American service member, Petty Officer First Class Charles Keating, a Navy SEAL, was killed while providing advice and assistance for the Peshmerga forces north of Mosul, who were directly in the fight.
U.S. officials have been adamant that Islamic State is as weak as it has been since fighters first pushed into Iraq in June of 2014, and that its faster tempo as of late is unlikely to slow. However, there is optimism tempered by caution. This is VOA. Kenyan police say they have foiled a terrorist plot by a group believed to have links to Islamic State. The group was allegedly planning large-scale attacks intended to kill innocent Kenyans. Suspects include medical experts who police say were planning to launch an attack using the biological agent anthrax. Kenyan police have arrested medical intern Muhammad Abdi Ali, his wife, and her friend for their alleged involvement in the East African terror network. Police say other accomplices, including two medical interns, are on the run. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on the exit could take years. The report by the House of Lords EU Committee, part of Britain's parliamentary framework, predicts that leaving the bloc could entail lengthy and difficult negotiations. Stephen Booth of the policy analyst group Open Europe said that striking a comprehensive trade agreement is going to take anywhere between 4 and 10 years. The Vote Leave campaign to quit the European Union has dismissed the findings and says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade deal because Britain is a big market for goods like French wine and German cars. Chinese Communist Party has put an outspoken tycoon on one-year probation after he publicly criticized President Xi Jinping's media policies in February. It's a decision analysts say aims to create a chilling effect on party members and the nation's opinion leaders. Willie Lam, an expert on Chinese politics, agrees.
So we expect more censorship and more intimidation against party members or intellectuals who dare to speak out, criticizing his dictatorial methods.
Indiana held its presidential primary on Tuesday. VOA's Jim Malone has the details.
Donald Trump delivered a crushing blow to Ted Cruz in Indiana, and Trump now stands as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee after a divisive and at times bitter Republican primary campaign.
It's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again.
Trump quickly shifted his focus to his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and to uniting the Republican Party. In the Democratic race, Bernie Sanders scored a narrow victory over frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Barack Obama will visit Flint, Michigan today to review federal and state progress in ending the city's contaminated water crisis. For more news around the clock, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.